and turn to the book of Judges in the Old Testament, book of Judges, the Old Testament. We'll give you just a few minutes to find your place there. Judges chapter 14, Judges chapter 14. We're going to try to read some verses here this morning, and I believe I've got a message that would probably apply to all of our lives. And I've heard this expression, I believe it's true. Either you're just going out of a storm, you're in the storm, or you're getting ready to go through the storm. And that's something that's going to take place in our lives for the rest of our life. We either just now getting out of a storm in our lives, there being tragedy or something in our lives that we're just now coming out of. As I look around, most people's in a storm right now. There's something going on in your life that you can't explain and you can't control. And my friend, not to try to put a damper on you this morning, but if you're not out of a storm, you're not in a storm, then in a few days you might be in the storm. And we might have something here this morning to help all of us. In Judges chapter 14, Judges chapter 14, let's look at chapter 14 together, and we'll begin reading in verse 5. Judges chapter 14, verse 5. We notice a familiar passage with us is a man called Samson. We know he was a strong man of the Bible, and we know all kinds of things about his life. But let's look here in verse 5. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnath. And he came to the vineyard of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. He had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. He took thereof in his hand and went on eating and came to his father and mother. And he gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made their feast, for so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, they brought 30 champions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it with me within the 7 days of the feast, and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not, in 3 days, expound the riddle. Let's pray together. Father, Lord, you know what's in my heart this morning and what I believe I'm trying to accomplish this morning. I pray you open our ears and hearts to the Word of God. It may not be my voice that's be heard this morning, but may it be the voice of God speaking to our hearts that everything's going to be all right. Lord, I love you this morning. I need you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Here's a strong man in the Bible, and he's walking down the road one day. We done read this, and a young lion come out and roared against Samson, and with his bare hands he defeated the lion. And then done what most of us would do is take some of the honey and gave it to his parents and went on about his business, and he spouted a riddle. He told a riddle to these men. And here's the riddle that he gave in verse 14 that I want to draw our attention to in verse 14. And he said unto them, out of the eater cometh forth meat, and out of the strong cometh forth sweetness. I want you to notice what he says. Out of the eater cometh forth meat. I want to try to preach this morning, the eater. The eater. My friend, I don't know how long we're going to live on this earth, but I have found out that it's not an easy life to live. It's not easy to be part of this world and to live for Jesus. It's not easy to wake up every day and have a smile on your face and have joy in your heart and praises upon your lips because of everything that we encounter, everything that's going on in our lives and everything that we have to be put through in our Christian lives. I look around and people's having problems in their families and people's going through surgeries and people's going through cancer and people's going through treatments and people's going through the hospital and people's worried about their jobs and people's worried about their children and people's worried about their mamas and daddies and uncles and aunts. And we got so many things that's going on in our church. I wonder how in the world can any of us come to church sometimes with a smile on our face and know that everything's going to be all right. My friend, if you haven't realized that there's an eater out there that wants to kill us and wants to destroy us and wants to do all he can to devour our lives. Now, I'm saved by God's grace. I know I'm on my way to heaven. There's no doubt about that. But there's a true eater out there that wants to kill us and destroy us and devour us. And here is Samson, the strong man in the Bible. He fought this eater. When I first got saved, I tell you how naive I was when I first got saved. I thought everything was just going to be all right. I lived 22 years for the devil and everything went wrong. So I figured today I got saved. I didn't get saved to make things right. I got saved because I was on my way to a devil's hell and I didn't want to die and go to hell. But that Tuesday night when I got off my knees and I come to church, my friend, that Wednesday night I come to church that Sunday morning, I heard somebody said, if you're saved, everything's all right. So I thought, well, everything's going to be all right. We won't have no more problems. We won't have no more worries. We won't have no more stress. We won't have no more heartaches. We won't have no more disappointments. And it went just that way for about 2 weeks. Didn't have no problems. And didn't have no worries. Didn't have no cares. Didn't have no stress. For the first 2 weeks, I was saved. But after that, it was on. If you're here this morning, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You wake up, and everything you hoped in, everything you believed in, everything you thought would come true hasn't come true and will not come true. My friend, you wake up and you live in the Christian life, and it seems like your world has been allowed to be turned upside down and shaken. Everything you try to do right, my friend, it just seems like it comes back and backfires and bites you, and there's nothing you can do to control it or to fix the problem. I want you to see the roar of the lion in verse 5. The Bible says, then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. The roar of the lion, my friend. This eater was a lion, and the lion roared against Samson. I want you to notice how the Bible describes this lion. The Bible says it's a young lion. It means it's in the prime of his life. It means it's at the age and the stage where, my friend, it can run the fastest, and it can tackle the biggest beast or anything in the field that it wants to consume. It can just pounce on whatever it wants to, my friend. This young lion is in every one of our lives. My friend, sometimes as a Christian, it just feels like it's unbearable. Sometimes it just feels like it's just too much. What's going on in your life and my life and our lives, it feels like sometimes it's just too much. We get up and it's there. You go to work and it's there. You eat lunch and it's there. You drive home from work and it's there. You spend time with your family and it's there. You go outside with your children to shoot the gun or to shoot the bow and arrow or go fishing and you try to just take some leisure time and try to get away from things and it's still there. Try to go visit people and it's still there. Try to help people and it's still there. This young lion is always there to attack and always there to hurt. The Bible says here, look what it says in verse 5. And behold, a young lion roared against him. Sometimes, friends, just against us. Sometimes you feel like it's just against you. Look at other people's lives and everything's going all right. And you look at your life and it's like everything's going wrong. And you have no explanation for it. You can't fix it. And it's always there. You don't have to turn there. I want you to keep your place here, but I I want to read to you what it says here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Well, that lion's always there, ready to devour, ready to pounce, ready to just devour our lives. No matter how much you come to church and read your Bible and pray, and no matter how much you try to serve God and live for Jesus, it's always there. Something you've always got to put up with. Something, my friend, that you always got to participate in. Maybe it's a funeral for someone you love, and you wonder, why in the world does someone that I love so much, is loved so dearly, have to pass away? I try to bring up memories, but why does a mother and a father have to go to the graveside of one of their children and watch them be buried because of the lion? Why do we have to go to the hospital room and watch people suffer because of the lion? Why do we have to watch families being torn apart because of the lion? The Bible says it's a young lion in the prime of his life. Why does people today have cancer? It's simply because of the lion. This roar of the lion was against Samson. This roar of the lion's against us this morning. Personally, I want you to realize, personally, it's against every one of us this morning. This young lion that's in the prime of his life, he hates you and wants to destroy you and wants to do everything he can to steal your testimony, to kill your joy, and do everything he can to get you away from God. This young lion is personally against every one of us, no matter how small you are, or how old you might be. He's against every one of us this morning. That's why the Bible says be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion walking about seeking who he may devour. This lion, my friend, is personally against every one of us. That's why we suffer. That's why we have heartaches. That's why people's going to the hospital tomorrow. That's why people's got to take dialysis this week. That's why people's taking cancer treatments this week. That's why when you go home and sit down on your sofa, no matter what's on TV or what's in your lap, your mind's always reflecting back to what's wrong. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? The roar of the lion. Can you hear it? What's wrong? Can you see it? What's wrong? You just feel it all over. Wake up on Sunday morning and get ready and get in the van to pick up some wonderful boys and bring them to church. I still hear the roar of the lion. I know he's there. I know it's something we're going to have to put up with the rest of our lives. I want to tell you, my friend, getting saved is the very best thing that ever happened to me, because I don't see how I would have made it without Jesus. I don't see how I could have put one foot in front of the other and take the next step without Jesus, my friend. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I got somewhere to go to. But I want you to know, just because you're saved, just because you're in church, just because you're serving Jesus, there's still a young lion out there that's roaring against you and against me. The roar of the lion. I figured you saved for so many years that, well, John, things just get better. Sometimes things just don't get better. Sometimes things just stay the same. Now, occasionally we have a few days or seasons that things get better for some time and your memory passes and you just stop thinking about it, but reality, it's there. If anyone has ever had cancer, you've always got the thought in your mind it could come back. If you've ever been at the graveside of a loved one, you always got in your mind, who's next? If you've ever been sick, you always think, what's going to happen if I get sick again and can't provide for my family, can't take care of my children? But that roar of the lion is always there, ain't it? It's always there. And it's something, beloved, that we think about all the time. The roar of the lion was against David, was against Samson, was against all of us. But I want you to notice the rescue of the Lord. It says here, if you would, in verse 6, And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. He had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. Here, this young lion was waiting to just to pounce on Samson as Samson come by. And Samson heard the roar of the lion. And as soon as he heard the roar of the lion, the Bible says the Lord came. Notice what it says here in verse 6. And the Spirit of the Lord came. I like that part when the Bible says the Lord came. Hey, my friends, I've got troubles like you've got. I've got problems like you've got. We've got struggles like you've got. All of us have got problems. All of us got young lions in our lives. And all of us, my friend, is facing something that we've never had to face before. And to thank God, my friend, when you're in the mix of the battle, when you're beginning in the struggle, that the Lord comes and the Lord can rescue and the Lord can save and the Lord can protect. And the Bible says in verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Well, that's what we need. My friend, you're in trouble. I'm in trouble. We don't know which way to go. But we know everything will be all right if the Lord comes. Everything will be all right if the Lord comes. In my family, your family, whatever we're facing this morning, it'll be all right when the Lord comes. When the Lord comes, he can give us peace that passes all understandings. He can give us joy unspeakable and full of glory. My friend, I'm talking about when you're in a battle and you don't know if you're going to survive. That lion's against you. That lion's roaring against you. That young lion who's in his prime of his life is coming against you and you don't see no light in the tunnel. You don't see no way through. You don't see no way out. You don't see you surviving. You don't see how you're going to live the next day. You don't see how you're going to get up and hold your head up and live the Christian life and look at your wife and say, honey, it's going to be all right. And look at your children and say, it's going to be all right. And look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, something is going to be changed. And something's going to be all right. Hey, my friend, it will be all right when the Lord comes. Because the Bible says God will come mightily, my friend. The Bible says that God came mightily upon Samson in the very hour that he needed him. I'm going to need the Lord sometime this week like you will. And I believe as soon as I need him, he'll be there. I don't think he'll be 4 days late. I don't think he'll be 4 hours late. But I believe the very second when I realize, Lord, I can't do it. I hear him say, but I can. I know some of you got problems you're going to face this week. And the very second when you don't believe, you can take another step. The Lord will be there to help you. He'll say, just take another step, son. I'm there. He'll say, just take another step, daughter. I'm there. He said, Lord, I can't. I can't. I can't. I don't have the strength. He said, don't worry about it. I do. And we all like the little sayings of the footprints. When we could have taken another step, he picked us up and carried us. And we look back and see the footprints of Jesus. There's things in your life. There's things in your life. There's things in your life. There's things in my life right now that we can't handle. But God can. You know what David said, and Samson said? He said, this eater is just something that's tearing me up. It's out of control. I can't handle it. This eater is something that physically and mentally and spiritually I can't control. But he said the Lord came. God comes, my friend, and it changes everything. It changes everything in your life when God comes. Boy, 8 years or so months ago, I was lost on my way to a devil's hell. But God came and saved me and changed my life. 8 years or so months ago, me and my wife were just living together. But God came and changed all that. 8 years or some months ago, didn't have a relationship with my mother. Didn't hardly have a relationship with grandmama. But God came. It changed all that. My friend, I'm telling you, we're in trouble. But when God comes, he fixes it. I want you to notice what Samson said here. This is just one thought I want to give to you this morning. Notice what it says here in verse 14. Not only the roar of the lion, the rescue of the Lord. Let me read this for you before we go any further. You don't have to turn there, but the rescue of the Lord. Let me read what it says here in Job. We know Job was a man. Boy, that was born of trouble, wasn't he? He went through a lot of awful ordeals in his life. But notice, I want you to hear what Job said in chapter 23, verse 8 through 10. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. You ever been there, church? You ever been there when you were in trouble and you go forward and God is not there? And you know what we say? We say, hey, God's always going to be there. He is, but sometimes I don't feel him. Do you feel God every time you're in trouble? You feel God every time you get depressed? You feel God every time you go to the hospital and you pray for someone you love and ask God to heal them? You pray, my friend, when you pray all the time for things in your life, do you always feel God? I don't. There's been something I've been praying about for 8 years. And it still ain't come true. It still ain't come to pass. And some days I feel like God will answer it. Some days I don't know if God will. But I keep praying. Job said, I go forward, but he's not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. You know what Job said? Job said, hey, I look in front of me, and God's not there. I look behind me, and I don't see him. You know what Job said? Job said, it seemed like I'm in it by myself. You ever been to the church? You ever been in something? Hey, I'm not gonna preach to you this morning like a super spiritual pastor that never goes through what you're going through. Hey, sometimes I'm in the stuff, I'm in the battle, I'm in the fight, and it seems like I'm there all by myself, trying to do God's work, and God's not there. Trying to please the Lord, and God's nowhere to be found. I go forward, and God's not there. I look behind me, and God's not there. And know what James said? On the left hand, where he doeth the work, but I cannot behold him. You know what Job said? Job said, I look on my left side, which is the right side of God, and he's not there. Speaks about the right hand of power where God does his work. You know what Job said? Job said, hey, I go forward and God's not there. I look behind me and God's not where I've been. God's not where I'm going. And God doesn't even have any power in my life to control the situation I'm in. He said, God's power is not even evidence in my life. He said, hey, I go forward, I go backwards, I look to my left, and God's nowhere to be found. In verse 9 it says, on the left hand where he doeth the work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand. You ever feel like God's hiding himself from you? You'll be honest, you'll say yes. Yes. I'm talking about when the eater comes. Something in your life you can't control. And you call out to God. And it seems like God's not there. I've been there. I could be there tomorrow. And you can say whatever you want this morning, but you know what I'm talking about. You get in trouble. You've got a problem. You've got a heavy burden that's pulling you down every day. You call and cry out to God. I don't feel like God's doing anything about it. Now, he's a good God, a righteous God, a just God. He'll never do one thing wrong. But sometimes, folks, it seems like he's just not there. Thank God when he comes to the rescue, he makes himself known. But when God shows up, it's all right. Notice what Job said. He says, but he knoweth, in verse 10, the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You know what Job said? Job said, hey, church, I look before me. I look where I'm going, and God's not there. Hey, you got to go to the hospital tomorrow. You got to go to work tomorrow. You got to take dialysis tomorrow. You got to go through cancer treatments tomorrow. You got to visit somebody in the hospital tomorrow. You got a bill to pay tomorrow. You got no groceries to eat tomorrow. You got a problem in your life tomorrow. And you call out to God, and it seems like God's not before you. You look behind you, and don't let it seem like God's there. You look on the right hand of God, and God's power's not there, and he's hiding himself over here. You say, hey, I don't know where God is, and I can't find God. And the eater's coming. The eater's here. The eater's going to destroy my life. The eater's going to take the very breath from me. The eater's going to take the very last drop of blood that I have. I don't know where God is, but I know one thing. He knoweth the way that I take. I don't know where God is sometimes. Praise God, God knows where I'm at all the time. And Job said, when I get through it, I'll come forth as gold. You know what God's doing? God's doing the purging process. God's getting all the trash and all the filth and all the things that doesn't belong in our lives. He's getting it out. So we'll come forth like gold. The roar of the lion. Do you hear him? Do you hear it in your life? The rescue of the Lord. My friend, hold on. God's coming. Don't give in. God's coming. Don't give up. God's coming. Do like Sister Lucille. Hey, hang in there because God's coming. Hey, keep putting one foot in front of the other because God's coming. Hey, keep on praying because God's coming. Hey, keep on serving because God's coming. Hey, keep on looking up because He's coming one day. The Bible said the Lord came mightily upon Samson. And He rent the lion as He had rent a kid. It just means He just tore to pieces with His bare hands. God will give you the victory one day. God will push you through one day. And beloved, when you come forth, you'll come forth like gold. You'll be better than you ever have. You'll look back and say, I don't know how we got through it. I don't know why we went through it. I don't know how we got through it. But hey, thank God, I learned more about God in the valleys than I have on the mountains. I've learned more about God in the battles than I have in the time of peace. I've learned more about God when my stomach was hungry and my life was feeble and my wife was sick and my children were suffering. I learned more about God then than I have when we got everything we ever needed. I learned more about God. My wife sitting in her, laying in her bed, keeping her eyes closed, holding on to the mattress because it feels like the room is spinning. And she's begging God to do something about her headaches. And it goes on day after day after day after day. But then God comes through and fixes everything. I learn more about God on my knees praying, saying, God, I don't know how we're going to make the house note. I don't know how we're going to pay our bills and put food on the table. I don't know how we're going to get the money to take our children to have surgery. But then God comes through. God comes through. I learn more about God, and you learn more about God on our faces praying than we do when we're skipping the mountaintops. Not only the roar of the lion, the rescue of the Lord, but notice the reward of the battle. What it says here, if you would, in verse 14. In verse 14, notice what it says. It says, and he said unto them, out of the eater cometh forth meat. Now the eater is something that's supposed to be eating us. The eater is something that's supposed to be devouring us. But you know what Samson said? Samson said, the thing that was going to eat me, the thing that was going to destroy me, out of the eater coming forth meat. The meat is something we eat. Here, you know what Samson said? The thing that was going to take my life, the thing that was going to take my breath, the thing that was out of control that I couldn't handle, that was the thing that gave me meat, that gave me nutrients, that gave me protein, that gave me strength, that gave me confidence, that gave me courage, that gave me boldness, that gave me what I need to believe that Jesus is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Here, Samson, out of the eater, what you're going through, what you're headed for. Samson said, out of that eater cometh forth meat, something I can eat. Whatever you're going through now, if you allow God, He'll make you a better Christian. Whatever you're going through now, you get on your face and cry and beg God. And when God brings you through it, He'll make you a better Christian. Here, Samson sent out of the eater something that was going to destroy and kill me. God gave me meat. Notice what it says here, if you would, in verse 8. And after a little time, he returned to take care, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. that lion that was going to kill them, that lion that roared against them. And behold, there's a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hand and went on eating. You know that eater that comes to destroy you, that eater that comes to kill you, that eater that comes to just to destroy your life. You know what Samson did? Hey, Samson depended upon the Lord. The Lord come and gave him strength. And the Samson just destroyed that eater. And he looked back at the carcass. He said, hey, there's honey forming in the carcass of the lion, forming in the carcass of the dead lion that was out to kill me. I'm going to tell you something. We have here whatever's in your life this morning. And it's out to kill you. It's out to destroy you. It's out to consume your life. If you allow God to come upon you and use you and give you strength, when you get through it, you'll look back and you'll say, hey, that was meat for me to eat. And it was sweet like honey. When you get through it, you won't say, well, I tell you what, I suffered. I suffered like no one else has suffered. I was almost on the verge of dying. I thought I was going to take my last breath. I'm just sure good something coming along to help me. No, no, you'll say, hey, how's that lowest point of my life about to die? But God come to the rescue, and God proved himself, and God showed up mightily in my life. And I look back at the eater now. I look back at the cancer. I look back at the death. I look back at the troubles. I look back at the problems. I look back at the pain. I'm going to tell you, God made himself sweet, and God made the trouble sweet, and God made the problem sweeter, because I realized I could trust in Jesus more today than I could before. Well, I got through the storm. You know what it says here? That's what it says here, if you would. In the verse 9, and he took thereof in his hand and went on eating. And he came to his father and mother, and he gave them, and they did eat. You know what, beloved? Whatever you're going through now, someone else is going to go through. And when they're going to go through it like you've been through it, you can go up to them and say, hey, I don't know what God will do for you, but I know what God done for me. And God brought me through it. And he's sweeter now than he's ever been before. And I just got one thing for you. Keep your eyes on Jesus, because he's able. And Samson took that honey from the lion. And after he got through eating, he took that handful of honey and ran to his mom and daddy. Said, here, Mama, take you some. Here, Daddy, take you some. He'll help you. He'll give you strength. I don't know what you're going through, beloved, but God does. And when God brings you through it, you'll look back and say, God fed me. God gave me strength. And now whatever God brings me through, I can use that to tell somebody else it's going to be all right. It'll be worth it. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Says, Joyce, you know, when the doctor comes in and say you got cancer, you just keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus brought you through it. We got another lady in our church that's going through treatments. And what Sister Joyce can say, hey, it's going to be all right. God will bring you through it. You know what? Some months ago, I was there at the graveside when they buried my daddy. And I remember waving to him. He was in the casket. I waved to him bye-bye. Last time I ever said bye-bye to Pa. Mama lost her daddy. I could wrap my arms around her and say, Mama, it's going to be all right. It'll be all right. I couldn't do that unless I went through what she went through. You know what? Samson took the honey and gave it to his mama and daddy. Said it's going to be all right. Beloved, when the eater comes after you and God brings you through it, you'll look back and say, hey, that eater come to destroy me, but God used it to feed me and to strengthen me so I could be a help to somebody else. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day, for this message. Pray, God, you'd help our hearts this morning. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Altar's open. As the invitation starts this morning, maybe somebody come to pray and you know something about their situation, something about their life. Why don't you just come and put your arm around them and say it's going to be all right. We'll pray together. It'll be all right. Will some of you ladies come and pray with those other two ladies we have? Just bear one another burdens. Pray for each other. Maybe we have a gentleman in a church this morning that's going through something and you just need somebody to help you pray. We can do that. Just find you someone on the altar this morning, you pray with them. You've been through something, beloved. You've been through something that God has brought you through. Won't you use that this morning to help somebody else out and come to them and say, it's all right. God done it for me. God can do it again. And I'm no better than you. You know better than me. We just got a great God. And God can help us. God can help us. God can help us. Out of the eater cometh forth meat. And out of the strong cometh forth sweetness. That young lion, he's no match for God. But when God gets through with him, he'll feed you meat, give you some honey, and everything will be all right. When, but I believe God can make things all right. I don't know how, but I believe God can. I believe God will. I believe God's able. How the eater cometh forth meat, something we eat, something we get help from.